Look hard enough, and you can see the slender threads connecting distant events to conditions at home. In fact, commentator Carol Wasserman finds a link between the bad weather on Cape Cod, where she lives, and a storm brewing halfway around the globe.
I'm told that it has been a spectacular year for local vineyards. Our summer was very hot and very dry. Owners are ecstatic. The vines are hung with fruit, which is remarkable for the concentrated sweetness which was wrung out of adversity. The 2002 Merlots will be legendary, they tell us, and so I'm planning to stash a little extra for the future. Cranberry growers, on the other hand, are dealing with another lousy season on the bogs. One more year when it is unlikely that the profits from 12 months' labor will cover expenses. The long, crackling drought wreaked havoc with crop yields. Cranberries are an odd little species which evolved in the cool, freshwater wetlands and mucky wastes of North America. This year's berries are small and shriveled, and sour is the taste of disappointment when your last chance goes bad. So the small farmers are walking away, selling out to real estate developers. This is a source of contention, especially to the abutters, many of whom have produced more than two children, but are nevertheless mystified and threatened by the realities of population growth and exurban sprawl. The vineyards, which sit on high expanses of dry meadow overlooking the sea, are in no danger. They are, for the most part, profitable second careers for people who have made enough money elsewhere to buy a couple of stone-walled acres and then wait the time necessary for newly planted vines to bear fruit. The cranberry business, on the other hand, is something you are born into, and when the family bogs are gone, you look for something else to do. Maybe get yourself a pilot's license and spend the season flying low over other people's crops, spraying weed killers and pesticides. I've long admired this kind of tough accommodation to changed circumstance. Crop dusting is dirty, dangerous work, but it's about the only option some of these young guys have. One of them called me the other night to say goodbye on his way out of town, which came as a shock. He told me he'd been laid off, and as a consequence, had decided to enlist. I hadn't known about any of it. While local vintners have been busy looking forward to harvesting the sweetest grapes anyone can remember, cranberry growers have been staring down one more disaster in a long decade of losses. None of them have money left to spray bogs that, soon enough, will be sold off to pay the taxes. And nobody needs chopper pilots anymore. Except, apparently, our government, which promised to take care of this kid's wife and babies after he ships out to Bahrain, far across the wine-dark sea, where the United States Navy is certain that his expertise with plowshares will be of use in their seemingly inevitable, unstoppable redeployment into swords.
Carol Wasserman is author of Swimming at Suppertime. She comes to us from member station WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.